Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our metaphysics, in our relationships, and in the politics around us. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I hope to be joined later by Mark Waltz and Ann Ortley. And it's been an interesting week. Tonight, the moon is in Pisces, about to conjunct Neptune in the next few hours. And the moon-Neptune conjunction, is Mars and Mercury are both moving into an opposition with Neptune and softening the edges, making it hard for us to see clearly where we're going. Until that clears, and Mars will clear that opposition over Labor Day weekend, we really can't see what's coming in the months ahead. We can make temporary plans, but put them in pencil. The way the world is unfolding at the moment, it's very hard to parse the issues apart. We can just look at the politics to see what a mess that can be. If we are in a situation where, you know, we're looking at what's the withdrawal from Afghanistan, really hard for people to figure out what's going on the ground. Venus is moving or has moved into a trine with Saturn this week, and it's tight. It's 9 degrees to 8 degrees Libra Aquarius. And that sense of seeing things through, that what we can't see where we're going and we can't quite see what all the information will lead us, we can notice that responsibility, reliability, that we love who we love, that our friends are there for us, and that old ways can help us through this process, that whatever we can lean into the best of Saturn, and use Saturn as a way of sharing love, that is doing work for people, doing work with people, that is honoring agreements, being a person of honor, following through on our obligations. America is really running into this in both Haiti and in Afghanistan. How can it follow through and do what it said they were going to do? Where we can do that, and we work with people of quality rather than people that are also perpetrating, as we've said before, the enemy of my enemy is not my friend as far as the American government is concerned. If you look at the native chart of the American policies, I'm pulling that chart up now, we see that that's an ongoing issue with our country, that in the natal chart for what we call the mythic USA, when the USA was born, July 4th, 1776, around 5:15 p.m. in Philadelphia. And this chart really shows the effect of major transits. So I find it a good working hypothesis. It helps us, you know, how our public view of the world sees America, this operates well. And we were born as a country with Neptune at 22 degrees of Virgo. Right now, Neptune is 22 degrees of Pisces, directly opposite that. We were also born with our Mercury at 24 degrees of Cancer, opposed Pluto at 27 degrees of Capricorn. So America is going into its very first Pluto return. Right now, Pluto is at 24 degrees of Capricorn, directly opposed the Mercury where Mercury was when we were born as a country. And we can see this unfolding, that we are dealing with both that Neptune-Neptune opposition. What is our role? What's our role in the world? We have Neptune in the ninth house as a country, asking us to, you know, live up to our to idealize ourselves in the world and idealize ourselves in our foreign policy. You can also say that religion and spirituality has always been, has affected our ninth house, our education, our policy, our approach to getting the word out more than we'd like to admit. And that Neptune in the USA chart was square Mars at 21 degrees of Gemini. So this is an ongoing tension around how do we deal with our partners, and that Mars is in the seventh house of partners. So we also have Venus there and Jupiter there. It can be really good partnerships, but can also feel that tension. Now, with that tension to the Neptune, and Neptune opposing Neptune from the third house to the ninth house, how do we communicate clearly and help clear up misunderstandings rather than keep amping them up, re-engaging it, and thickening our filter rather than helping us perceive more clearly? With Mercury opposed Pluto in the natal chart of America, you know, you can see that the power struggles, and it's in eighth house to second house, around material resources. Are we being honest around them? Can we communicate? It also talks about how good America can be in a real pinch, but how it tends to take situations that aren't a real pinch and make them one. So it, right now with Pluto opposed that Mercury in the natal chart, trying to get to the truth, trying to understand what's really going on is, and to deal with deaths. It's an eighth house, death, sex, and taxes house, other people's resources, how we relate to them, is the nexus, is going through its own, its death and rebirth. How do we get back to the truth or a truth? Are a search for truth, which is what can really hold us in good shape. So that's, we're looking at America's chart. We're thinking about this weekend as the moon conjuncts Neptune, oppose that point in the American chart. But all of us can just feel those softer feelings tonight and be kind to ourselves and give ourselves a point off the tension grid and know that for the next 2 weeks, we're sort of between the worlds. You know, the plans we may have thought were going to happen aren't. New plans are coming up, but we need to just schedule them in, pencil them in, as Mercury and Mars oppose Neptune, and that we may not feel like we've got the energy to jump into a new situation. And that will come back, but to give ourselves these last few weeks of summer to really refill the wells before we leap back into the fall and all the work we've got coming up in the year ahead. Now, how do we take that and move it forward? How do we fill our wells up and make it happen? That's going to be the next piece for us to look at. Also, coming up this week with, I'm just pulling up that chart, as right now with Venus trining Saturn today, giving that stability to what we love and what we know that's working for us and how we need to hold on to that and appreciate that and maybe having comfort foods, connecting in with people that we've been able to count on, finding the terra firma in our life when everything else is changing. So tomorrow, when Mercury perfects its opposition to Neptune, we really can't quite see where we're going. But it's a good time for daydreaming together, for a moment of spirituality, for a moment of connection. Now, I'm a little worried about this Mercury-Neptune opposition as Mars enters Aries. I mean, Venus, the moon enters Aries, speeding up our energy, hurrying us up, just as Mercury opposes Neptune. So we won't be able to see where we're going, but we really want to hurry to get there. So be a little careful tomorrow and the next day about moving at a pace only as fast as you can see. And that's emotionally, philosophically, and actually in your car going down the road, to move only as fast as you can see. And to see if you can turn that into an inner leap. The Korean expression, yongmayonyin, which is the Korean phrase to describe a meditation retreat, is to leap like a tiger while sitting. And that's that holding still on the outside. It's very similar to the positive spin on the Hanged Man card, how to hold still on the outside and make great progress on the inside. This week is calling for that because we can't really speed up and make things happen, though we can start the process as the moon heads into Aries. We just need to only go as far as we can see and speak the way we can actually move forward. Mercury then trines Pluto on August 26th, giving us a little bit more, we get more information. It's coming out of that opposition to Neptune and saying, what can you really see? What's really going on here? Venus and Mercury then form a couple of quincunxes later in the week on the 27th and the 28th, which can be a little off-putting, a little irritating while the moon is in Cancer. The people are just processing a lot of, the moon is in Taurus, processing a lot of feelings towards the end of the week. Just let them come up, let them go through, and notice that you can't necessarily do things about what's really stirring your emotions, but you can clean your closet or fix your garden or fix this one thing. Like, take it down to the Taurus level. When when you can't fish, mend nets. Like, we can't see where we're going, but we could repair our clothes. Or we can just get one thing more comfortably ready, because we're gearing up, we're getting ready. After the after Labor Day weekend, we can see a little bit farther ahead, although plans will continue to change and shift through December until Saturn gets through its opposition to Uranus. Think about what shifts you want. All of these changing aspects can work for us. We can't hold on to where we were, but how can we imagine that our life can move in a good way, that with the details that are in our hands, not the winning the lottery magical thinking, though that may or may not happen, but what can you imagine that you do to improve your life, to improve the life around you, that can participate with those working towards, stabilizing climate change, can work towards those stabilizing the new forms of work coming through during this pandemic time. There's a lot of powerful good in the process. Let's kind of do what we can to spin it in that direction. Now, I'd like to take some calls, and I'll start answering them from the top, and let's see how far we can go. So, area code 350307, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Heather. My birthday is June 26, 1959. And I was born in Los Angeles.
Hold on. June 25th, 1959. What time?
8:18 p.m.
Where?
Los Angeles, California.
Okay. And how can we help you today?
So I've been going along really good. I'm in my job, and all of a sudden we've got some fires here in California, and like, there's this smoke so heavy and everybody's leaving town, and it's just a little scary, but mm-hmm. as the fire's mm-hmm. just like about 15 miles, I know you guys have had fires near you too, but mm-hmm. I just wanted to check and see, I feel like it's temporary and everything's going to get right back on track, but I just wanted to kind of check in and see how my chart looked.
Okay, and I do think that those changes are, I don't think you're wrong to think that the world is shifting around you. And, the question is, it's asking you to shift in a good direction. There's several things that do suggest that this year that you're feeling the call to make a major change, and that Pluto is coming to oppose your Mercury next spring, after December, and it'll probably hit it a couple of times next year. And your progressed Sun is coming to conjunct Pluto this year also by progression. So both of those are not bad. The Sun-Pluto conjunction can be really transformative in a good way. But they do suggest, and your progressed moon is in Gemini, it's going through your house of service, but it's coming up after a long personal journey, like you've been doing a lot of work. So for the next 18 months, there's a good conversation about how else you can do this work, where else you can do it. You may feel like you have two homes for a while you stay where you are and investigate living someplace else that may be less flammable. And, you know, really think about whether or not it doesn't look like you're going to just stay where you are. You could stay where you are, but you have to choose that. That you have to ask all those questions.
Yeah. Well, I'm just about to move into a new space that's bigger, and I did talk to you guys a while back and said it looked good, and then all this stuff happened, and I was just like, oh, it's still good.
What happened? You're watching the fires? Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just like, you know, it's just weird when things get, you know, they're all of a sudden, like, you're busy, and, you know, you just feel like things are rolling in and flowing good and everything, and then just because of the fires, a lot of people are moving town, and so it's just weird to feel that not being so busy and just...
Are you not so busy at work? Are you not so busy because of...
people are leaving town because it's smoky.
Right.
I still have all my clients.
Right.
But
so
just,
I would say you're
gone.
Feeling that the hot breath of, you know, the Pluto transformation to really look at your area, because if climate change doesn't change, you know, it's not going to get better. Every summer it's going to do this. If you feel safe where you are, you can hold the ground and keep the heartbeat of life. And that sense of that Sun-Pluto conjunction by progression and Saturn opposing your Venus and Mars this year, that you're asking, how do I love when there's difficulties? And what is going on? How do I be fully alive in the face of life and death? And the smell of smoke really is, there's a very visceral response. Our smoke has finally cleared, but it's a very visceral response that, you know, we need to be careful and we could be in danger. Now, that's there not just to tell you to go away, but to say, be awake, be aware, be situationally aware, and make sure if you're there that you're doing it in a good way. If you move, you're doing that in a good way. Just, you know, stay involved in the world at large. So I think you're fine. And I think you're feeling this as a call to service. And I think there's some changes coming up in your life, but you may be in charge of those. It may be changes that you choose because of your response to the smoke and climate change and everything else that's going on.
Yeah, because I was going to sign a lease, a 5-year lease, I feel good about it. Like, I've lived in this area for 43
years.
Good,
then sign that 5-year lease. You know?
Okay.
I would say, you know, it may be that you find that there is a way of taking some weeks away every summer in the midst of fire season. And because it looks to me like, you know, there's sense with the moon in Gemini, often we feel like we have two homes. And that can be just you and a tent by the beach. But, you know, you or that you start exploring your options about how you can take a deep breath so that you can continue to commit to your community safely and healthfully. Okay?
That sounds great, that's a great idea. Like, when these obstacles come up, just know that I can't take time away, and so will everybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
Good luck on that. I'm going to say goodbye and go on to the next one.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 440-656, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Patricia. Certainly.
Hi.
And when were you born, Patricia?
July 16, 1958.
Mm-hmm. And what time?
I'm not sure on the time. It could be early morning, maybe 5 a.m., I'm guessing. I don't have a time on my birth certificate.
Okay, but there was a family story about you being born in the morning?
No, I don't know if there's a story. I don't know the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go for noon then, because we can only be 12 hours wrong. And where were you born?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. And there's a layer of information for people who want to know. We can tell where the planets were, unless a planet was changing sign that day. Mm-hmm. And you were born either right before the new moon or right after the new moon, with both your sun and moon in Cancer. And we don't know what degree your moon is. It could be that your Pluto is opposing your natal moon, or it could be that is you've already passed that aspect because it's right on there. But we know where what sign the rest of the planets were in, and we know, but we don't know what houses they were in. So what's your question?
My question is, I need to and must relocate from this city, state, and I've been feeling a pull to relocate in the Southwest, and this started last year. I want to visit New Mexico and probably Albuquerque and Santa Fe, and just so that I can get a feel, you know, see, you know, things.
Old stomping grounds.
Okay.
I still publish an article there every Friday. I can't do relocation astrology without your exact time. If you can get a hospital record, we can look at the astrocartography for that. But that's, you know, the lines go completely around the globe every 24 hours, as the globe turns around every 24 hours. So we really need an exact or as close to exact time as we can get. But I can say that looks appropriate. It sounds like you might have been born a little bit later than noon, and that you're progressed, that Pluto is opposing your natal moon, because that can feel like a death and rebirth of your home, that you're letting go of where you were and stepping into a new phase. Pluto, last year, Pluto opposed your sun and is past that. We know that for sure. And Pluto is back to within a degree, but does not come back to oppose your sun again. And that can say, you know, again, whenever we're dealing with a major Pluto transit, in the face of life and death, why are you alive? And it wants you to have a good answer. It's not a rhetorical question. So it's, you know, in the face of COVID, in the face of all the changes around you, are you fully alive? And how, if you're not, how can we help you step in that direction? And I suspect if you're born a few, you know, in the second half of the day, your progressed moon is now in Scorpio, but it's heading into Sagittarius, that in about, you know, 3 to 7 months from now, you really want to move. You want to get out of here or want to go traveling, go check it out, go see what's going on. You can go now, but you really may feel like it later. Now, Pluto's coming up to square your Mars. I think it's important that you do step into a place where you feel fully alive and excited by this. And kind of what, you know, this is one of the few times in your life, I think, where you've been really able to ask, what do I want? Like it looks like you've finished so much of your early life was about finishing karma with other people. Does that make sense? Like being responsible
that's a nice
to your family.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, that you had so much work to do to kind of finish karmic patterns, take care of people, walk them through it, and it's now your turn. And it's, you know, this is time to go, to hit your bucket list and to be fully alive, to step into that next phase, to ask yourself, what do you want? And it has felt in the past like you know what you wanted, but you weren't allowed to do that because you had all these responsibilities. And this is like the most responsible thing you can do is find a way to responsibly do what you want now. Like really put yourself in the center, honor that, honor your life force, and that your natural generosity will find a way to make that be helpful to other people.
Well, no, I just made errors in putting people before me all my life, and a lot, many of them.
I wouldn't say they're errors. I think that that was appropriate then. Trust that. That was like you're learning how to do to take care of people, but not put yourself last. You see, taking care of them wasn't the issue. It's now we need to center you. Does that make sense?
No, I'm taking care of me. And I'm the priority.
Right. Now you need to take care of you. Right. Exactly.
So everybody else is on the phone.
You've done that. You've done your work on that. You're really at a new phase, and it really is kind of like your turn. And that from that, you have much more to give. But you're giving it from fullness rather than from exhaustion. And I think you notice, but you've seen so many people through. I don't have to tell you to be responsible. That's built in your chart. You know, it's how do you be responsible to yourself as well as to everybody else. And I think the Southwest would be really healthy for you because the image, did you grow up in a place where the vegetation is really thick?
Well, I grew up here.
Like, and here is where?
Cleveland, Ohio.
In Cleveland. Okay, so you stayed where you were born. So, you know, if you go outside, all the plants are growing up right next to each other and all inside. And it's sort of life is like that. You know, everybody's in each other's business and knows each other's business. And it's all entangled. You go to the Southwest and you have a tree. There's only so much water. So there's a tree and then there's nothing else growing around it. Then there's another tree. And each of those trees can be exactly the shape they want to be because they're not being crowded by anything else. And I think that's a really good metaphor for you.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, because I wanted to
let your Mars and Aries unfold.
Right. Okay. All right. Now, were you born there in New Mexico?
No,
or
I wasn't.
You just lived.
I moved there I was there for 12 years, and my heart's still there, and I still go visit when I can.
Yeah.
I'm in Montana now myself.
Oh, okay.
But I was born and raised in the East.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so like I said, I believe this might be the right move for me.
I think you're right.
And to do this by the year's end, or
good.
Possibly... You know,
I'd say any time, you know, it's not easy for you to move home. So if you scout it and find a home, then it's easy for you to move into a new home. It's hard for you to move out of where you are. But if you can really find where you want to root next, then the shift will be easy. And this is a really good time to do it because... You know, this is what I was saying at the beginning, that the gears are really shifting this year. The tectonic plates are moving. And we can make this work in our favor. If you know the changes you want to invoke and keep your eyes on that and stay flexible, you can use all these shifting sands to get you where you need to go and to make those big changes.
Right.
Yeah, our time is up. So good
All
luck.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you. And for everybody out there, I hope that you have the best week possible, that you imagine yourself, you know, give yourself time to think, in these changes, where do I want these changes to take me? What's the next step in that direction? To give yourself between now and the end of Labor Day weekend, to really refill the wells, you know, think about that, dream on it, you know, bat those ideas around, and don't get too attached to any plan, but really use this next few weeks to refill the wells, to find balance, to help the people that need helping, and then be centered enough to move forward. Okay? Have the best time. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.